Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are God and beside you there is no other God. I thank you, Lord, for every person under the sound of my voice who have read this blog and is not sure of their salvation. I pray right now that you will begin to just reveal your son Jesus to them and their need for a savior in this day and time in which they're living. Father, I pray that as they come before you, acknowledging that they have lived a life void of God, void of Jesus, as sinners and as those under the authority of the devil, and they want to relinquish his authority in their life and gain your authority. Father, as they pour their heart out to you today and ask you to forgive them of their sins, to cleanse them by the blood of Jesus, and to take ownership and rulership of their heart and their life and their soul. Father, I pray that you would grant them their salvation. I pray, Lord God, that as they ask for forgiveness, that they'll receive it, for your word said that they would. And I pray that you would make them a new creature in Christ Jesus. Lord, let them, upon receiving you as Savior and Lord, let them be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom that you have been given rulership over. God, let it happen. Let it happen for them. Let it be real. Let it be transformational. Let it be life-changing. Let it not just be words that they say, God, but let it be real. And Father, I just thank you for them right now coming into the kingdom of God. Seal it in their heart, their mind, and their soul that today is the day that they have become a child of the Most High God. The blood of Jesus has been applied to the doorposts of their hearts and the Satan, and that Satan now sees a sign that says you are trespassing when you mess with them. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you for my new brother, my new sister in Christ Jesus. And we shout the glory and the victory right now in Jesus' name. Amen.